Do I need... You don't have but you can move it around.
That's right. Is it a, what's the best?
It's the internet.
Well, I can hold it if you want.
Okay, I'll hold it.
So, Pete.
Do you like lemon?
Pete told me to talk into it. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hi.
Hi, Sean. We're trying to work out why it's not
properly going into the recorder at the moment, so you're going to have to give us a little...
What is Joe done to this thing?
Oh, well, you can't record it.
1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, that's coming out front of house now, Joe. Pete. I can hear that.
Right, shall we grab our chairs? Make sure you've got a coffee and we're going to sit down just for a couple of more minutes.
I think I might hold it. I feel a little bit more.
Right, we're going to carry on now. Thank you for those who've served coffee. Right. Well, thank you, Steve, for giving us a bit of a review. It's been a wonderful year that we've just been through. What I want to do now is really pray and seek God. But before we do that, I want to just outline a couple of things that are going to be different as we go into this next year. So I want to sort of flag that we want to pray, because we're going to do that. I really want us to be mindful of the presence of God here. It's great to have fun. It's great to remember all the good things. It's great to celebrate all that we've been able to do together. But the best thing is to celebrate that God has been with us. And I want us to know God's presence this evening. I want us to know him with us as we approach this next year. I want us him to be honored as we worship him. I want us to be sensitive to his voice. Over the years at these church meetings, they've been key in terms of us hearing from God. And really much of what we've been talking about has come out of times of prayer where we've been praying together. And when we moved here last year, we felt that the prophetic element was just a little bit less than it had been in Waverley. And so we want to encourage that. So I'm so grateful for those who've written scriptures and words and prayers on those sheets as they sent them back. And we wanted just to hear more of that as we come to a conclusion this evening. But before we do that, I want us just to go through a few things. Is that all right? Have you got a bit more patience for us to give a little bit more of an outline? There's some exciting things coming up in 25. So just at every church meeting, we go through our mission statement, just so that we've got it in our minds that we're to build. Should we say it together? We build a church. Can't even read. Yeah, I thought I knew it, but obviously I got it wrong. And every one of those words are really important. We want to build, so we want to be intentional. We want to do it well. We want to study about how to do church, all that sort of stuff. We want a diverse church. I mean, looking around, it is quite diverse, the church. We want to be different ethnic groups. We want to be different social classes. We want different ages. We want to be a diverse church. That's what we want to be. We want to see different nationalities. We want to see different languages. We want to see all sorts of different and diversity. That's part of what we're wanting to do. We want to build a church. It's not a club, is it? It's not just a society. There's something different about a church. It's the very place where God comes, as his living stones are built together. The presence of God comes. So we want to build a church, and we want 300 people, not because we want to be empire builders, but because we want to be able to see many come to faith, and we want to see an impact on our town. So we want to build a church of 300, world changing. We want people to make a difference. We're not wanting to just be a little holy huddle in that just looks introspectively, but we want to make a difference in the world. That's what we're about as a church. And we want to make disciples. We don't want to just folks to come to faith and not grow to become like Christ. That's what discipleship is about. We want to see people transformed to be more like Christ. And then there's a really important word in our mission statement, the word two. I don't know if you've thought about that. All of that stuff that we do is to do something, and it's to glorify God and to make him known in the world. So all the stuff we do is to do something. So all the words in our mission statement are important, even if I can't read it out. I think I'll get you to do most of the reading. So at the beginning of last year, we set that as the mission statement. We set five objectives, if you like, five purposes. We exist to glorify God and worship him and enjoy him forever. I can't even read. For some reason, I can't read today. To go to share the good news. These are our five G's. Gather people where they can belong. Grow believers into world-changing disciples, and to give ourselves to serve others in ministry. That's what our purposes are as a church. And I suppose as we have gone through 2014, that's what we've been trying to do. And what I want to do now is just to not go through all the things that we're going to do in 2015, but to say the things that are going to change. Because sometimes to even carry on doing what you're doing, you have to change, don't you? You can't just stay the same. You've got to change the whole time. And so what I want to try and do is just point to some of the things that are changing as we see it, as we look ahead into this next year. So it's not that we're going to stop doing things like Jabal or other things that we've mentioned, that Steve mentioned, but the things I want to focus on are the things that are changing or developing or adapting. Is that all right? So we're still doing all the stuff that we have been doing, There's nothing that we've been doing that we're going to stop doing, but we want to do things slightly differently for some in some areas. Is that all right? Does that make sense? So in the different categories, first of all, we come together to glorify God. That's what we're about. We want to glorify God. And as Steve mentioned, we have seen our growth in the last couple of years go up. We've seen many people added. In fact, who's been around just for the last 12 months? Who's joined us in the last 12 months? Just stand up. Lydia, you were born here. If you've been around just in the last 12 months, just stand up. If you started coming in the last 12 months, just stand up. We love having you with us. We really are glad that God's brought you all to us. I don't know why the Borden people weren't standing up, because some of you also. Huh? You're visitors here. We don't feel like that. We don't feel that you're visitors here. We feel you're part of us. So stand up as well. And so although people have gone on mission and different things, God has brought to us people as well. But we've just got some challenges as a result of that. And so even on a Sunday, we're just looking at how we might need to lay things out a bit differently so we can fit everybody in. As you walk out, you might see the new building, the school are building for us over just there. They've put pictures, I didn't ask them to, but they've put pictures out in the foyer for us. You might want to just look at that. There's a 350-seater arts sort of studio that they're building, and we haven't asked them yet, but we may want to move there. If we're growing, if God's causing us to grow, if we can't use there, we may have to use the sports hall. But do you know what? We have to pray. Actually, to see some of these breakthroughs, because the school's very precious about different things. We've got, you know, we're getting into trouble some weeks for things that we're not actually even doing wrong, which does make me a bit miffed. But anyway, and so we do need to keep praying for the school, pray for the staff here, the head here. It's great favour that we experience being able to use the school. And if we're growing, we're going to need to use other parts of the school. So we want to pray for the school. Is that all right? We want to keep doing that through this year. Also, Kids Church, we're recognizing there's many good things happening in Kids Church, but just we've got to just evolve how we do some of our timings, I think, on a Sunday. We've been working with the kids workers and just looking at how we can do it better. We sort of often are sending kids out at different times, sort of cuts into the worship a little bit. So we want to try and use technology a bit better. Put little messages up on the screen through Easy Worship just to be able to give instructions for when the kids can go out to their different activities. We're thinking of getting T-shirts and stuff so that it's easy to identify who is going to do the kids' work. Sunbeams already have that, I think. And we want to be sensitive to some of the group leaders. The Sunbeams kids workers do a wonderful job, but after an hour, it's getting a little difficult for them. And so we need to try and work out how to organize things so that we can be sensitive to the kids workers and how long that they can have the kids. But we also got to be sensitive with each other, haven't we? If we have all the little kids in the long time during the worship and they're running around and stuff, it's quite distracting for other people. So here's part of the dilemma of a pastor, how you keep everybody happy. And so I'm just reckoning one of these tables I'm going to try and keep happy during this year in this area. But anyway, there's some ideas we've got about that. We want us to be sensitive to each other. We want to be a place which is full of kids and kids make a noise. And we have to be, you know, we have to get over that. But as parents, when we've got little kids, we can bring like quiet toys. Somebody once said that to me, why don't you bring quiet toys to church? And I thought, well, what is a quiet toy? What on earth are you talking about? But ones that don't click or clank, you know, find a soft toy. And if they don't like soft toys, just convince them that that is their best toy. And so we can be sensitive to each other as we go through. So there's going to be a little bit of working through how we do that sort of best in terms of our Sunday mornings. Borden is a key thing. We've said it and clapped them. We feel you're part of Jubilee. It doesn't look like that. No, it doesn't. That's what the council would like Borden to look like. In about 2050, something like that. But you Borden guys, we pray for you. We love you. I love joining you. We want to be completely sort of supportive of you. We really feel that God's hand is upon that work. And we actually feel that the Borden work is going to bless the Farnham work and other churches in the end. I think actually there's going to be some distinctives in Borden that actually bless others. We're already seeing that a bit. So we want to bless you because you're the pioneers. Hayley and I have been there. You know, when Jubilee started, there was about the same number of people, 25 people. You know, our kids would find it hard. Yeah, why do I have to go to that church? We liked our old church, all that sort of stuff. It's really hard when you start a church and you're real pioneers. I mean, I'm full of courage. And so we honor you. That's why you're in the middle, because we want to surround you with our love. Oh, that sounded all very poetic, didn't it? If the truth be known, I don't quite know why you're in the middle. I think I think Dave just put the leaflets there. But I can make it symbolic if we need it. But we also want to be going, don't we? We don't want to just be worshipping on a Sunday. We want to be going. The Chantry's weekend this weekend, we're just considering doing it on one day rather than 2 days, just on the Saturday. It's just evolving our work on there. We wonder whether that might be a better way of doing it. I think in the inter-church stuff, there's all sorts of things happening that is very, very exciting. With the signposts and cohesion, that has enabled a lot of other collaborative work between the churches. And as I talk to pastors in other towns, they are astonished about what is happening in Farnham. I know we sort of think we're just doing our own little thing, but actually the way churches work together in the schools work through food bank and through other things is unusual and I think is something that in God's hand. And so I've become a trustee of FCCT now. That's going through a change process with Juliet and Andy as well and others. We just really feel that God is doing something, bringing churches together, particularly in the social action field and those areas of caring for our community. And we feel very excited about that. And other projects I think are going to emerge, CAP, things like that, counselling centre, assist, working with the elderly, all that sort of stuff. There's a whole load of transition that's happening through this year. And so do pray for me, for wisdom and patience and the ability to help the others move into this new season. But it's a very exciting time. And I really do believe that as God brings churches together, a blessing does come. And I believe he'll bless us for the amount of effort we put into trying to create unity and trying to create great relationships between the churches. So another important thing. Another thing, chatterboxes have been phenomenal through this year. It's a wonderful story that just a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it, that a family decided to come early because they knew the chatterbox team prayed before we had the chatterbox. And they'd had a bereavement, I think it was, wasn't it, in the family. And they said, where can we go for prayer? We'll go to the team. And, you know, they were setting up, so it wasn't the ideal time. But they turned up. We knew that you prayed before chatterbox. So can you pray? Can we pray with you? Can you pray for us? And a family came. I mean, they've been to the light night and that sort of stuff. Phenomenal work is happening with chatterbox. Sarah heads that up, as you know. But her circumstances, we can give her a clap, can't we? Her circumstances are changing, evolving. Her kids are growing up. And so it meant that she needed to get some work, basically. And so after a lot of prayer and thinking about things, we feel we should employ Sarah this year. For 2 days, a couple of days a week. She does a fabulous job, not just with Chatterbox, but with other projects as well, and has a tremendous amount of experience that we think we could use. And so we want to have faith for God to provide all the resources we need to take her onto the staff during this year. And I think we're going to be blessed as a result of that. So let's give another clap. Kids clubs, a few changes. I mean, it's going to carry on doing kids club. But in February, I don't know if you know, but Anna has been doing some national work with kids club and has been looking at different kids clubs around the country and is actually gathering for a forum about 30 other kids clubs from around the country to work out how to set up some sort of resource sharing, curriculum sharing program. I mean, she is a real pioneer. We are going to end up being the facilitators of Kids Club nationally around the country. And so do pray for her, because she's ever so scared. in February, when we gather these kids clubs together and to say what's worked best in your kids clubs, we can share what we've done over the years. We're probably one of the longest serving kids clubs, and we want to celebrate the 10th anniversary during 15, and I think we want to really pray for Anna as she's doing this really significant work nationally. So I think we should give her a clap as well. Way Life is continuing. It's sort of a bit, you know, covert, a little bit sort of to the side of the church, but we're talking with the council about developing the chantry's office. They want to fund it for us to develop some little counselling suite up there, although it's taking a jolly long time for them to decide how they're going to do it, but we do pray for them. We're developing some strategic partnerships. It's an exciting project, and we want to keep praying for that. So there's a lot that happens as we go out into the community. That's some of the changes that are happening. We also want to gather people and continue to gather people. I'd really encourage you to be at the regional event. I think it's great just to capture something of God is doing in our network of churches. So do get along there next Sunday night if you can. It's great to just feel what God is doing amongst us. The 20s and Students Conference, I'd really encourage you to be there if you're 20 or wish you were, or you're a student, because actually your generation is going to make a big bang in this town. And I would encourage anybody who's students or 20s to get along to that conference. Not too late, 6th and 8th to the 8th of Feb. The SAMs are going there, so do ask them about it, and they can tell you a bit about it. I really think God's got a heart for students at the moment. I'd love us to do something up at UCA, up in our own town, but we've never quite done that. So if anyone's got a real heart for students, let me know, because I'd love to talk to you, because I think there's a whole mission field on our doorstep that we haven't connected with. The Spring Away Kids Camp, another new thing for 2015, year groups 3 to 6, a sort of Carity Wood-esque collaboration between us and the Odeum Church. If you haven't got your kids on that, I mean, it would be a great fun. Our kids, those events that they go to in the summer, those sorts of holiday things are just tremendous for them, coming to faith, growing in their faith, and I'd encourage everybody to be there. So do pray for Hayley and the team and the Odeum Church, who we're partnering with to do that, Pete and the others. It's going to be a key thing. Some of the Odeum Church are also going to join us, I think, in our youth weekend, and it's great to be working with other churches in that. Woods Weekend is still happening, but we'll look a bit different on site. We're going to be talking with the Urban Saints, who use it over half term to use some of their marquees, so there's a lot more coverage, a lot more area to cover, so that if it rains, we can not be really wet. And if it's sunny, really sunny, there's some shade. So there'll be a few more things happening with that. We've got some great, exciting ideas to do with animals and all sorts of stuff. But we'll tell you about that a bit later on. Pray for New Day. I think New Day is a fabulous thing. We're still happening. It's not a change thing, but I thought I like it so much, I'll put it there. West Point, similarly, get along to these events. It's good to gather with others, isn't it? We also come to grow. We want to be people who are growing. The Introducing Church Life is happening next Sunday. We love to go through what we believe, how we do things, and welcome people. If you haven't booked up for that, and you then do let us know, because we'd love to have you on it if we can. It's a way of just part of growing an understanding of the church. We've got some baptisms coming up. They're a joy. I mean, the baptisms last year, I mean, just they make me cry. I mean, I'm going soppy. But they are just a joy, aren't they? Just to hear the testimony of people. There's all sorts of ways that you can grow in your community groups. Oh, that's not what we call them, is it? What do we call them? Growth groups. Oh, I'm supposed to be the leader, aren't I? I'm supposed to know what they're called. Life groups, no, what are they called here? And I'd really want to encourage you, if you want to be trained theologically, leadership, first aid, child protection. There's all sorts of ways that we want to train people, and so it's a particular thing we want to do. So if you, it was a thrill to see 30-odd people coming to the Digging Deeper just to get into the scriptures. Just blessed me so much, served so well by Steve and Pete. And so do continue to use these resources that we have, these training programs. This term, we want to use a particular thing called Transformed. I'm going to tell you a bit more about it next Sunday. It's a Rick Warren program. I don't think I've been more excited about a term as I am this next coming term that's coming. I think we just, as we've talked about it, we've just felt a real sense of God stirring us that this is the right thing for this term. We're going to be looking at seven aspects of our life where God can transform them in miraculous ways. And even if he has partly transformed some of those things in our own lives, we can always help others transform as well. So I think it's going to be a real key area. We want to do it as a whole church, so the growth groups will be doing it as well. We'll be watching DVDs at growth groups, that sort of thing. We've also got a devotional that we're going to be giving out, like the 40 days, but one that we haven't produced. And I think it's going to be a great campaign for us to be part of in the lead up to Easter. It's going to be a very exciting time for us. We also want to give ourselves in ministry, don't we? That's our final G. If you've been around that first part of last year, there's like a process, isn't there? We go, we gather people, we want to see them growing, and we want to be equipping people then to serve, to give themselves in ministry. There's like a progression, isn't there, of maturity, really, as we seek to work together. I hadn't set it up this morning that Malcolm would talk about serving. I hadn't asked him to preach on that, but I'm so glad he did, because I can say tonight that I'm just so blessed that 80-85% of our church serve on rotas. I mean, we just don't, there's not many people, and the people who don't, often there's good reasons. We are a wonderfully faithful serving church. And so I was hearing him preach, I thought we need to hear this, but I'm so grateful to God that actually a lot of this happens. So thank you so much for that. But we want to be intentional about growing people through this year. We want to be intentional about growing staff. I've got this little secret little desire to work out. I don't know if you've heard, in a previous work life, I helped organizations get through, not previous life, previous career, job. It's getting late. I took organizations through investors in people, just in terms of how to manage people well. And I'd love us to do something like that as a church, so that our staff are managed well and our volunteers are managed well. So that's a little secret thing I've got on the back of myself that the elders or trustees or nobody knows about. Finance, just we're nearly to the end now. We put the appeal out at Christmas. We've never done a letter to the church like that. I hope you didn't mind us doing that, but there was an urgency about it. We wanted to do that. We asked the church to pray and for a £1,200 increase in our monthly giving, and to see whether God was prompting you to make some one-off gifts to help us with our cash flow. What a response. I mean, I just can't believe what the response has been, really. Prayers have been answered. £1,800 already has been offered to us, where people have said they're going to increase their monthly giving. £5,000 has been given in one-off gifts. I mean, I just praise God for that. And I'm so grateful for you, that you stand with us and that you want us, and that you've been so generous. So thank you for that. I think we should just give each other applause, really. Thank you, Lord, so much for the generosity of this people. And I just pray all those who've given and sacrificially given, Lord, I pray your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. We're not out of the woods. Last few years, I've sort of been quite keen to get grant income. I've got about £30,000 over the years, each year, in grant income. But it's getting harder and harder, I have to say. It's far more difficult to just negotiate that world. And so It's tough time. So pray for me for wisdom. When I'm asking people for money from outside, we do need to keep really seeking God for His provision to us. There's things we want to do. We still want to replace the bits of PA, all that sort of stuff that we haven't quite got to. I know somebody gave a gift that's designated to that, so that will be designated to that. But please continue to seek God. There's some who are still considering their offering, and I know they've told us we're just trying to work that out. I just encourage you to seek God on it, and bless you for those who've changed it. There's some gift aid forms are really important, very practical things, but Oliver has got some gift aid forms. So Oliver is sitting over there. He needs to stand up. And if anybody needs a gift aid, hasn't done a gift aid form, he's the man you have to pin down until he gives you one, okay? And, you know, you can use violence, all sorts of stuff, until he gives you a gift aid form. We want to honour God in our giving, don't we? We want to be a giving church. Bless you for all those who've gave to South Africa. Bless you for those who've been so generous. Let's continue to be generous that we can bless others in that. We're also going to be sending people this year. I think Sam Berry's going off to Canada to do some more training in theology, hopefully, this year. This could be Ant and Kat's year. For South Africa, do you think? We want to be a church that is sending all sorts of people to all sorts of places. And I particularly want to ask you not just to pray for Sam and pray for Anthony and Catherine, but also to pray for Val and Oliver, because they might be going. It's weird, this sort of thing, isn't it? Because I have many mixed emotions when Val came to me before Christmas and said, do you know what we were praying? I was praying in the morning, and I just felt I should go and help Mark with the plant in Newbury. And then was really freaked out when Oliver, the same morning, in his devotions, had the same thing. And so they were just freaked out. Is that right? And so when Val came to me and said, I thought, if there's a couple in the church for God to move into church planting, one bit of me says, I can't think of a better church. And the other bit of me says, flipping heck. We may as well pack up Jubilee Farnham and now. How can we do church without Val and Ollie? But I think we want to pray for them. It's not all signed and sealed and delivered. This is a last few weeks thing, but they did say that I could mention it to you. It's a bit of a shock. Most of you don't know. But we want to pray for them, because if God is in this, do you know what? They will be blessed. Mark will be blessed in Newbury, in the church plant. They've been so faithful with Haley and I right from the beginning of Jubilee. And they have made Jubilee. I mean, Val runs the place, if the truth be known. And so we've got lots of changes to make in terms of if that happens. If God calls them, they'll be faithful and go. Even though there's challenges personally, there'll be challenges for us in Jubilee as well. So anyway, keep praying for them and for me. A few other things we want to do. We want to use technology a little bit more. Church app. We took some photos of you on the way in. We want to be able to use... What? No, it's not going on an app that everyone can see. It's going on my phone so I can work out who the new people are, basically. But anyway, we want to use it more. There's opportunities so that you on your phone can get your rotas and blessings like that, and you can easily access things. It's just a whole transition that we'll be doing that through this year. Big phase two of our project and our data management project, believe me, it will be a blessing to you, and it will definitely be a blessing to us. Almost finished. Final bit of news that most of you don't know. You can't cope. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Haley's pregnant. No. No, she's not. She's not. She just wishes she would be. Anyway, now, last little bit of news. Last little bit of news is we're giving Steve a sabbatical this year in the summer. He'll be at the Woods, and we're going to give him 3 months off to have a sabbatical. Steve's been in ministry for decades. 25 years, never had a sabbatical. But we just believe it's the right time. It's sort of every 7 years in our contracts. But sort of Steve was taken on about 6 years ago, but was with the church before that and with FCCT before that. And we really just feel it would be good for Steve and good for the church to give him a sabbatical. I think with our work with the Way Life and the coaching stuff that I've been involved with, Steve's really got caught by that. And he's going to have a particular focus of looking at coaching on his sabbatical, as well as sort of prayer, seeking God, doing some training, doing some research into commission and what they do with youth work, visiting some other churches. So over the summertime, Steve won't be around. Amber, the kids will still be here. But Steve will be off doing other things. We want to pray a blessing upon him in that period, because I believe that not only Jubilee will be blessed as a result of it, but Commission and many churches will be blessed as well. Most of you don't know, but we, last year, Steve and I have picked up a number of people from other churches who we're helping and coaching. And we just feel that's something that God's going to bring more of to us at Jubilee, as we're able to offer some of our little bit of experience to younger folks, because we're feeling old now. But anyway, so that's the last bit of news. I don't think you can cope with any more news like that. We were going to pray a blessing upon Steve. So I do want to pray. Time has run away with us, but I want to pray before we go. We wanted to finish at 9, but I'm going to ask whether we can have just 10, quarter of an hour, just praying. If you do need to go, then do go. But Pete's going to come up, just sing a song. We're going to worship together. I want us to stand, and I want us to know the presence of God in all the stuff that we've got coming up in this next year. If there's questions about specific things I've said, then come and ask me. We want to be as open as we can, but we're trying to give just a little bit of an overview of what is happening. But will you pray with us for 2015? You up for that? Can we stand then and seek God? I want us just to quickly know the presence of God. He's been with us through this evening, and I really want us just to worship, sing a song of praise, and then for us to lift our voices together in prayer, and then we're going to see if God's going to speak through us, through anybody. There might be scriptures, there might be little words or pictures, a number this morning, and we'll weave all these together, and then I'll give some more feedback from them on Sunday. But Pete, thank you.
I know it's gone on for quite a long time already, but I think there's two more people we should probably thank, right? Because Steve and Sean are, I think, it's a church full of servers because of these two guys, and they're passionate serving, because they, you know, day after day after day, they pour out themselves to being the kingdom of God here at Jubilee. And if you did like a week in the life and followed one of these guys around, you'd be astonished at how much they fit in because of their hearts for serving God and making Him known. And it's no coincidence that we've got a church where 85% plus of the people do the same thing, because these guys lead us. And so I think before we praise God and thank God, it would be wrong to not thank them.
I think he wants a sabbatical too.
Yeah. rising, from the rising to the setting sun. This love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. This love.
Let's just cry out to God, shall we? Let's just lift our voices in thanksgiving for him, to him. Let's give praise to him. May want to express just some of your gratitude, some of your thanks for how he's met with you. You might want to give thanks for some of the projects, some of the things that we do. May want to give thanks for other people. Let's just sing, shout out, praise God. Lift our voices. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you're faithful. We thank you that you're strong. We thank you that you're with us forever, forever. We thank you. And Lord, we want to give you honor. We want to make you the center. We want you to be the one who is praised. Lord, all the things that we do, we don't want to feel any pride about, but we want to confidently and humbly thank you for your work amongst us this last year. Thank you for the year of possibilities. But Lord, we thank you that you're calling us into a year of jubilee where many will be set free, where many will come to know you, a year where debts will be paid, relationships restored. Lord, and as we see the year of jubilee reaching out into our community, Lord Jesus, we want you to get the praise. We want you to be the one who is honored. We don't want any fame or any credit, really. We want you to be the one who people look to through all that we're doing. Lord, we love it when families come to pray with us because they know we pray before one of our events. Lord, we thank you for those who've been saved and baptized. Lord, we want to see more saved and baptized through this year. We want to send more around the country, planting churches on mission. We want to see more learning the scriptures, more growing to become Christ-like. Lord, we want to see more of you in our midst. We want to know more of your presence on a Sunday. Lord, we want to know more of your presence in our workplaces. We want to know more of your presence, Lord, in our homes, our families, our marriages. Lord Jesus, we want to know more of you. We want you to be the one who is honored and glorified. And Lord, we want to, at the end of this evening, to come to you and say, have you anything to say to us And Lord, we want to be open to your voice to us. Thank you for speaking through different people in the run-up to this evening. Thank you for those words about being yoked with you. Thank you for those words about prayer. Thank you for the way that you've spoken even this morning to us. And Lord, we don't want to close our evening without being open to you. And so, Lord, we ask that by your Spirit you'd come upon us now. Come upon each person here. May we all have hearts that are open to you. And so we just wait on you for a few moments. If anybody does have a scripture or a prophecy or just anything that they just feel God is just giving them, this usually means you get a little palping heart or a little sort of weird feeling. If that's sort of happening to you, that might be that God's giving you something. But let's just be open to that just for a few minutes before we close. Catherine.
And just in October, we went to Turkey, and in Ephesus, there's a massive auditorium, which originally would have seated about 25,000 people. There is no PA or anything in that place, and we were just messing around, and I started singing Amazing Grace, just relatively quietly, even for me. And in that place, there was a few people right at the back. It basically went silent. There was a few people right at virtually at the top, who said they could hear absolutely everything that I sang, which was quite amazing. But I just felt God was saying, do you know, when he's called you to do something, it goes far beyond what you could ever ask or imagine. And I think that's in Ephesians, it says, where's that effect? But actually, when if you're faithful to God in what you're doing and you think it's just this little small thing, and you look around you and you see so many things that need to be done, you're like, how can I do? And actually, God would say that it's just about being faithful to what I've called you to do. And when I've called you to do it and you are faithful in what I've called you to do, I will increase that much, much more than you could ever ask or imagine. And the impact of that is going to be absolutely huge. And just a real encouragement. I just get a sense that there's a few people thinking, well, I don't do very much. But do what God's asking and calling you to do, and he will take it and on to the next step.
Great. Any other scriptures or words? We want to just weave them in.
Mine kind of ties in what Catherine said, but I was asking today for something, and I just got a picture of this metal ring embedded into a city wall, and I kind of gathered, I think that's where, like, I think we've probably got a few down in Farnham where people, like these rings where you tethered your horse. And then I just was drawn to the story in the Bible just before Jesus rides into Jerusalem on the colt or donkey or whatever it was, and he tells the lads to go down into the town, go down to the city, and there you'll see a colt tied to whatever those things, tied up or whatever. And I just was thinking, you know, that donkey was in the city. A, Jesus knew he was going to be there, which in itself is unbelievable. And he got used for a real purpose, and that was for him to fulfill a prophecy that was said about him, goodness knows how many hundred years before, that he would ride in on this donkey. And I was just thinking, wow, you know, I felt that God had said that we're all placed strategically and intentionally in this city for a purpose and to fulfill his purposes. So, you know, Catherine was talking about maybe what you feel like isn't much, you're not doing much, but you are placed here, you're tethered here for this time, however long it might be for a purpose and for his purposes. So we need to find out what, be looking to see what those purposes are.
Fabulous. Any others?
At the turn of the year, and we spoke about it when we first talked about us having a new group, there's a verse in Deuteronomy 1:22 that says that, behold, the Lord has given you the land, and do not be afraid, because he has given it to you. And I've been reading through Joshua when the children of Israel started taking the land, and after they prepared themselves spiritually, before going in and crossing the water, they put up, as they crossed the Jordan, they put up 12 stones as stones of remembrance. Now, 13 years ago here in Farnham, the living stones of Jubilee Church were planted. And people can look back and they can see what is coming out of Jubilee. 5 months ago, or whatever it is, in Borden, the living stones were planted and a memorial was set in place so people can see that God is moving and God is there. They put them up so when the children of the people asked, why are these stones here? They can say, it's because the Lord delivered us and brought us through on dry land, and he brought us through to take our inheritance. When you then read on into Joshua, the land, when they've started to take the land, it's divided into each tribe, and each clan within that tribe gets a certain area. And for each one of us, God has given us an area that he wants us to work in, an area where we live, where we work, where we do. And God wants us to be those people. We're not to do the things that God's called other people to do. He's called us individually to do things. We are to run our race, the race that he set before us, to do those things for him. And he's calling us as a people to take up, not to, to put blinkers on to a certain extent, and not look at what he's doing in other people's lives. Well, that's fantastic. He wants us to run the race that he's put before us and to take the land, which is our inheritance, that he is putting before us.
Very good. Oh, Dave's got one. Elders allowed? Yeah, I think so.
It's really, I had a conversation with Sean over the weekend about something, and I just kind of feel that perhaps it's more than that conversation. Perhaps it's more important than that conversation. It was, because it won't go away. And it was, discussion was about, or the conversation was about, it, back in the 70s, and I remember the 70s very well. There was a guy called Jim Bigelow who wrote a book that was quite seminal at the time, and it could only be seminal in the 70s. And that's my problem. The book was called Love Has Come Again, and it was really a book about Christian love. It was a book about how, as Christians, love is so important, that we love one another. And in the 70s, you could say things like that. You could sing songs about loving one another, whereas we try sing them now and everyone goes, oh my goodness. But the problem is we lose the truth. And the truth is, I just feel God saying, you need to love one another. You need to keep on loving one another. You need to keep on making space in your heart for one another.
Very good. I love these church meetings. It's wonderful. I just had a scripture that I just felt was for a couple of people, and then I'm going to pray and we'll go our different ways. But there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, those who enter God's rest. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest. Then it goes on, since we have a high priest who ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to feel sympathy for our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I think with all the talk this morning about serving, all of the stuff that happened last year, all the stuff that's going to happen next year, it's very easy to feel burdened by it all. I'm not sure that's God's heart for anybody. So we're not under law. You don't have to do anything. We want to find grace in it, don't we? So if you're feeling pressured by any of the things that are going on, I just want you to be free from that and I want you to know the grace of God, because we don't have to serve on any rota or do anything to get God's love. He'll love us whatever we do. I don't want people to feel under any burden, because this is a year of Jubilee where God is freeing people. So we enter into serving with good hearts and light hearts, hearts that are keen to, not feeling a duty to. And that's what I love about Jubilee, that people love serving. And I just commend you in that. But I want you to also enter rest and to ensure that we look after ourselves. We don't burn ourselves out, because we're here for the long haul. And in 10 years' time, when we're planting our next church, we want to be even bigger and still here, don't we? So I'm going to pray a blessing upon us all as we go from here. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for that Indian family who cooked for us, who live up my road. And I pray a blessing upon them. Lord, may they come to know you. Lord, thank you for all those who set up, all those who have served this evening. Bless them. Thank you for last year, Lord, and all the things that you did through us. Thank you, Lord, for this coming year. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon it. And Lord, as those who are gathered here this evening, those who are members of the church, those who are becoming members of the church, those who feel that Jubilee is where you want them for this next year, Lord, we all come and recommit ourselves once again to this great adventure that we're on. We come to say, Lord, help us to find your will in this place. Help us to be those who love well, those who give of ourselves to others, those who seek to be Christ-like in community. Lord, may we commit ourselves this year to be more like you with one another and following your lead, we pray. So we give ourselves to you for this next year, and we pray, Father, a blessing upon it and upon one another. For your glory and in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Sorry we've overrun a bit. Anybody who needs counselling for the fact that I took your photograph as you came in, Steve will speak to you later. God bless you all. See you next Sunday. If you want to take your cups and stuff and put them at the back, Val will show you where to go and do that. I think there's some notes on the tables. I think it would be great if Val didn't have to wash and iron all the cloths. So I think if some of you are able to take them home, then do please do that, and then bring them back as per the instruction. But thank you all.